California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Jaron Birmahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, the Sharks were away for the first time that I recall for almost a month away from the SAP Center. The last game in February was on February 8th, and since then they were out for exactly 1 month, following with another game right here on March 8th, which was last Saturday. On the road, the Sharks had seven games on the road. They won two out of those seven games, and they came home, took on the Islanders, and they lost that. But that's not what's important that happened in those last couple of weeks. As the trade deadline approached, Sharks were very busy, and they made a lot of late trades, especially in the last 2-3 days. So let's start with those. And tonight I have two experts with me and myself. First of all, on my right is Zubair Zivanzi. Zubair, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Happy to be here again.
And on my left is Max from, you do so many things. NHL, but also Hockey News, right?
Yes, Hockey News, Sharks Hockey Digest. I'm all over the place.
He's all over the place. So with that, well, let's talk about Luke Cunning. So Luke Cunning was traded to Blue Jackets for a fourth round pick. So to me, I'm kind of neutral on it. We didn't get a whole lot, but that fourth trade can be converted into hire, which we'll talk about in a minute. So what are your thoughts for Luke?
I wish him the best. I mean, that Columbus team has got a lot that they're playing for, and I think that he fits in that system just with his big heart and the way he plays the game. So we're wishing the best for him, and I think it's a great move also. You know, he was a free agent at the end of the season, so I think just getting a fourth for him and wishing him the best is a great way to put it.
And as Mike has said many times, as he's building this team, he wants a younger, physical, tougher team to play against. And unless you kind of fit in that system in the long term, it only makes sense to do some of these trades. What are your thoughts on Luke, Max?
Yeah, I think the fourth rounder is pretty fair value. You know, Luke was a good soldier here. He gets to reunite with an old coach in Dean Evason. He was, when he was with the Minnesota Wild, Evason was his head coach, and where he had some of his best successful seasons when he first broke into the NHL. But, you know, those fourth round picks can turn into anything. We know Joe Pavelski was a late round draft pick, and he might be next to have his number retired here.
So the second big, probably the most controversial of the drafts, I would say, was Fabian Zetterlund. He was well loved by the fans. He's having a great season, 25 goals or so. So that was a tough one for the Sharks to lose, especially in this situation. But what did we get for it is the question. If you look at the trade, we traded a number fourth spot and upgraded that to number second, but more importantly is picking up Zach. Now, it's a question, how well will Zach do? Is it going to be a bigger piece in the Sharks? Well, with that, I'm gonna go to again Zubair and see what his thoughts are.
Yeah, I'm in the in Greer we trust camp. I think Max might be on the other side over there, so we'll excited to hear what he says. But I like the trade overall. I think Mike Greer, if you read the subtext, is saying a couple of things. He's saying he really values the importance of these depth guys. I think if you look at teams that come out of rebuilds well, you know, they have four lines that they're running. They're not just depending on their first round picks. I think number two, when you're drafting this high, it's kind of a little hard to draft, you know, these kinds of players. You're going for high skill players over and over again, like your Will Smiths and your Celebrinis. And like Greer said, you can't win with a bunch of those. And I also think that Mike Greer is really good at taking disgruntled assets and, you know, building more value into them. We saw this with Carlson. We saw this with Wallman, Granlund. You know, we saw this with a lot of people. These things that, you know, really were not getting fair value, comes play for the Sharks to do well. I think Zetterlund was in that camp. If you look at the amount of minutes that he got, and also in the first half of this season playing first line, then, you know, he's playing with Will Smith, Eklund, Granlund, people that are setting up backdoor passes. But, you know, he wasn't still doing what the Sharks have asked him in the offseason, which is you need to score some goals in front of the net. needing some rebounds. He wasn't developing in the way they wanted to hit 30 goals. And so he didn't hit that. And so I think that fair value, and also Zach is a fantastic player. I think if you, there's a great piece in the Atlantic about him and sort of how he came up through the system all the way to World Juniors for Canada. And, you know, he's got that grit, that tenacity. He dropped the mitts with Rempe and knocked him out. And so, you know, I think that's pretty cool.
Well, I also don't want to overlook that there were a couple of other players involved in that very same trade. One was Tristan Robbins, which Sharks gave up. And also Sharks got Noah Gregor, one of the original Sharks. It was a little tough. We were in the locker room. We saw sort of the emotional side of the whole, you know, the whole trade. So I'm kind of lukewarm, you know, still questioning, I guess, the time will tell. Well, the number third was Jake Walman to Oilers for the 2026 number one draft pick. Well, not number one, but the first round draft pick. Now that to me is a no-brainer. I think that's a great trade. So I'll start with you this time, Max.
Yeah, I think this trade, I mean, given the season that Jake was having, it was awesome. So it kind of caught people off guard. But if you think about how the Sharks got Jake Walman, they were given Jake Walman and a second round pick for nothing. And do I think the trade caught me off guard? Yes. Maybe it could happen next season, but if you get fair value and you get another first round pick, and from what Mike Greer says to load up and start building in this offseason, you take that deal. And you know, it caught me off guard, but I can't say I'm surprised, and I think that's very fair value and a great trade from the Sharks' perspective.
So now with that, we got a couple of minor ones. Nico Sturm went to Florida Panthers for a seventh round pick. Well, that's, I guess, it's great for Nico for sure. Vitek Vanacek went to the Florida Panthers, and in return, we got Patrick Giles. So Patrick Giles is a big guy. I mean, seeing him up close, you really admire the physical ability of this guy. I mean, he brings a lot of toughness to the Sharks D. He's going to be playing right D. So actually, why don't we go to Patrick Giles and see what are his thoughts and what he's looking to add to the Sharks lineup. How do you see your move to San Jose Sharks on a personal front?
I mean, it's been great. Obviously hard leaving a team I was with for 3.5-4 years. But coming in quick here, I've gotten to know all the guys. And everyone's been super nice and inviting. So I'm excited for it.
Do you see this as sort of a huge opportunity for you? Here's their 17 games, and you're probably going to see a lot more ice here. And it's a chance to, you know, for you to sort of show your skills.
Yeah, any chance you get the opportunity to play in this league is a shot, especially for a guy like me that, you know, I've been playing pro for a while but not in this league, so I'm excited to make the most of the opportunity.
How'd you felt about the first game here?
I thought it was great. I thought it was a great atmosphere. Fans were super loud. You know, it was a great game. I thought we played really well, and hopefully more of that tonight.
So, you know, now you had this is your third practice with the team here, and you have a game under your belt here. What is sort of the message from the Sharks as to what they would like to see from you?
I think for me, it's just creating plays offensively, skating fast to the neutral zone, and then making possession plays, holding on to the puck, playing hard, playing physical, and just sticking with what I've been doing in Charlotte.
And then the last guy, the big guy, Vincent, in the Sharks defense, he plays the right. I think he brings a lot of physicality to the lineup. We'll see how he goes. I think he has played 150 some odd games in the NHL. I believe he only has one goal, which was a while back. But hey, you know, he kind of fits the system for now. It's just one of those things where you got to go with it, and he has a great opportunity to sort of prove himself here and find a spot.
So, Vincent, how do you see the move to San Jose for you personally?
I think it's a good opportunity for me. You know, it hasn't been like the season that I necessarily wanted, but I think it's a good place to turn things around. And I think this team is going towards the right direction. And I'm just excited to be here, excited to be part of this team, and excited to try to help to grow the team every game.
And, you know, now you had a few practices here with the team under your belt and one of the games. And so what is the message to you as to what would Sharks like to see from you as you contribute to the defense?
I think I can they've been putting a big emphasis on me helping on the PK. It's one of my strengths, and it's one of the reasons why I'm in this league, because I think my penalty kill has been very good. And I'm just going to try to come in to try to bring some stability, play hard defensively, and then try to bring some stability on the penalty kill.
And how did you see, how do you think about how'd you do on that first game?
I thought it went pretty well. I thought as a team, I thought we played pretty well. We had a very good first period, and you know, we were down 2-0. We didn't quit. We came back in the game. It was a tight game till the end, and I thought personally, you know, it's never easy to changing teams. It's a lot of adjustments, but I thought it went pretty well, and hopefully I can just build on it and just get better and better every game.
Well, Coach talked about both of these players yesterday during the morning practice. So why don't we go to the coach and see his thoughts?
So what are your early thoughts on the new guys, on Patrick and Vincent?
I thought Pat had a pretty solid game. You know, they did some good things. Obviously, some things he wants to work on. You know, he's got to get some more detail in his face-offs. Got to use his size a little bit more in his face-offs and getting leverage. But looked comfortable. You know, made some plays with the puck. You know, had the good scoring chance there in the first, bringing a puck to the net. And that's what he's going to be. So I think we're pretty excited about this kid. He's gotten better. If you looked at his track record of where he's came, you know, grew up in Maryland. And if you watch him, he was a Bambi legs, couldn't really skate very well. And he's really worked on his skating a lot, going into Boston College, worked really hard on his skating, crafted his game, was down in the American League, probably didn't know where he's going to, you know, find a spot in Charlotte, worked himself up the lineup. So if you've looked at the track record, he's really gotten better every single year. So I think we have a really good opportunity to work with a young man that wants to get better. It's extremely coachable. He's got size. And that's something obviously that we're looking for. So we're excited about him. And I thought Vinny is, again, another guy that's a big guy, takes up time and space, just his long reach, can break up plays, and got to get him comfortable in our system and whatnot. It's going to take some time, but I like both of them.
Tonight, the San Jose Sharks take on the Nashville Predators right here at the SAP Center. The Predators are currently in the seventh spot with 55 points in the Central Division, while the Sharks are dead last in the Pacific with 43, and also last in the league with 43 points. And tonight in the lineup for the San Jose Sharks on the top line is William Eklund with Alexander Wennberg, Tyler Toffoli on the second line, Clem Costin with Macklin Salabrini, and Will Smith on the third line, Nikolai Kovalenko with Ty Dellandrea, and Colin Graf on the fourth line, Barclay Goodrow, Patrick Giles, and Carl Grundstrom. And the defense, Mario Ferraro with Shakir Mukhammadullin, Mark-Edward Vlasic with Timothy Liljegren, and Jimmy Schultz with Vincent Desjardins. In the net tonight is Alexander Georgiev. With that, let's go to the game. Well, the San Jose Sharks started off the first period well, especially for first 5-7 minutes. And eventually, there were a couple of fights. And after the fights, Sharks sort of seemed to lose their momentum. But nonetheless, they were able to finish that first period with the score tied at 0, and off we go into the second period. But the penalty trouble sort of continued to plague the Sharks in the second period. They would take 3 penalties in that period as compared to 1 by the Nashville Predators. But however, just a few minutes into that second period, a penalty that costed the Sharks their first goal, and that's when Philip Forsberg had the puck in the right circle. He spun around a few times, actually, from the right circle down to the goal line and back, and then just ripped a wrist shot from that narrow angle that ended up in the Sharks' net, which put the Predators on a 1-0 lead in the second.
1-0 OT goals. Here's Forsberg. Down to the goal line, pivoting, lots of open ice for him, and he scores! Right on cue, Philip Forsberg, that's a filthy wrister, and it's 1-0.
Just after 15 minutes, I guess that's not what they did. It was the second tripping penalty on the Sharks in that second period. And on that, actually, Alexander Georgiev made some huge saves on the left side, but eventually puck sort of popped up high in the slot, and it ended up on the tape of Steven Stamkos, and he went in that left circle and just wristed the shot. It seemed like Georgiev might have gotten a little bit of it, but it ended up in the Sharks' net and made it 2-0 Nashville Predators.
Marchessault for Forsberg onto the wing. Svechkov, little toe drag. It bounces into the crease. Georgiev fighting it off, still available. Back for Shea, onto the wing. Stamkos scores.
Had him too. He had it. Looked like he got over and was square. But Stamkos.
Well, the Sharks came out with a lot of firepower to start off the third period. In less than 4 minutes into that third period, they would score two goals and tie the game. At 3:42 into that third period, an amazing pass from Carl Gunstrom from behind the net onto the tape of Patrick Giles right in the slot, and Giles scored with a one-timer shot and made it 2-1 Predators.
Bill, he has one of the two goals. Talked about. There's a shot and a goal! And his first NHL goal for Patrick Giles!
And on the very next shift, the Predators goalie Saros mishandled the puck behind the net. Actually, he tried to make a pass from behind the net to one of their defenders, but who was pressured by Alexander Wennberg, which led to a turnover to Will Smith. And Will Smith was in that right circle, and he quickly passed it to his left onto the tape of Colin Graf, and he scored. That was his second goal of the NHL.
Traded to the Sharks from Florida last week in his second game, and Teal scores. Here's Smith, and they tie up. It's Colin Graf. Two quick ones. It's 2-2 here at the tank.
Well, that tie only lasted a few seconds, and again in the very next shift, Alexander Georgiev mishandled the puck to his left, and it ended up with a turnover onto the tape of Forsberg. Forsberg tried to score, but Georgiev made the save, but Bellows scored on a rebound and made it 3-2 Predators.
On the wing, Will Smith gets the primary assist on that goal by Graf. Bellows back the other way for the Predators. This will roll towards Georgiev. He'll settle it. Gave it away. Chance in front. They score. A miscue at the net. Kiefer Bellows puts it in. Nashville's back in front 3-2.
Well, it was a tough loss for the Sharks tonight, but congratulations to Patrick Giles for scoring his first NHL goal tonight.
Patrick, I know
the result wasn't ideal for the team, but what did that moment mean to you to get your first NHL goal?
Huge moment. I've been thinking about that one for a long time, and it was a great play by my line mates, and I was able to finish it off.
The journey that you've had is well documented, obviously undrafted, and then PTO, and just your journey here. I mean, when you look back at this moment, just to see the culmination and to see the team, they made a move to acquire you and they bring you into the NHL and you produce this quickly. How much of a confidence boost does that give you for the rest of the season?
Yeah, it's great that I was able to produce tonight, but just to keep going. It's a big stretch towards the end of the season here. Going to keep showing what I can do and try and earn a spot.
Where does that puck go?
Sorry?
Where does that first goal puck go?
Probably give it to my parents. I think they're going to try and come next week, so it'll be a nice gift for them.
Can you take us through the goal, what you saw?
Yeah, it was a good play to get it in the zone by my line mates, and then Grundy got it behind the net, kind of made a no-look pass to me right in front, and I was able to put it in.
That chemistry, has that been easy? It looks like, you guys were...
Yeah, I mean, it's just been two games, but I've been really enjoyed playing with both of them just for six periods here, and I hope we can keep it going.
You guys had a strong forechecking impact throughout the game. Just these couple of games here, what have you learned from a guy, veteran like Gaudreau, veteran like Carl Gunstrom?
Yeah, they've both been super helpful and just playing simple, getting pucks north and kind of playing winning hockey. So I'm just trying to learn from those guys.
I know with Charlotte, you've been playing a little bit on the wing. How have you feel your transition back to center has gone since coming back to the NHL here?
Yeah, I play a little bit of everything this year, which I think has helped me be able to fill a spot in the lineup. And moving back to center, pretty easy transition. I was there a few games ago in Charlotte, so not too hard.
So when that puck hits the back of the net, what goes through your mind? Do you go back to your childhood, or is not enough time during the game?
I didn't even see it hit the back of the net, so I was just praying that it went in. And then I was just super excited. I don't even know what I was thinking.
What did you think of the crowd here tonight?
It was great. I mean, both nights, the first night I was shocked. I've never been here before, and it blew me away how loud it was, and tonight again.
And Georgiev overall had a pretty solid game. Yeah, there were a couple of those power play goals, but what really stung was the timing of that third goal by the Predators, which just was caused by a miscommunication. So here's Alexander Georgiev talking about that.
take us through what happened on that third goal there.
The third one, just miscommunication. Fella was just leaving the puck for the D to come and wield the net, and it turned out that he wanted me to put it in the corner, and by the time I realized that I tried to put it, I'm not sure if they interrupted or what, but just a quick play in front of the net then, and they got the bounce and the goal. It happens.
How did you feel about overall the way you played tonight? You seemed a good start, kind of thing, second period, a couple of power play goals, but overall, how did you feel you played tonight?
The second period, couple of great shooters, and they managed to find room. You always wish you made a save, an extra save there for sure. But just trying to be in the moment, and that's how the game developed. Kind of the second period, we played a lot in their end, and they didn't get much. But then they got the power plays, and those are elite players, and they capitalized on it.
Since the trade, you've been asked to really shoulder the load here. I think that's 5 starts in 8 or 8 days or something like that. How do you feel physically right now, I guess?
I feel very good. It's not the first time, and I feel just trying to come in and mentally be sharp, and try to put us in good positions every night. And today was probably not a big workload in terms of the shot volume. After the first period, we played so good. So definitely physically not a tough game today.
What are you kind of seeing, just from your perspective, on the PK right now? It's been an issue, obviously, for the team, you know, these last few games. From your perspective, what do you see?
I think we just got to build, kill a couple, and build confidence that way, and just keep going, not overthink it too much. Sometimes, hot power plays, they get the goals. I think Stamkos has, I don't know, 4 goals in the last 3 games, maybe more. So it happens. Sometimes you just got to try to minimize the room they have.
How tiring is it when, for everybody, when you have to kill penalty after penalty, like you guys did maybe in this first couple of periods?
It is what it is. We got a few kills, and felt try not to get caught up in the refereeing. Just try to kill a couple and build on it.
On the goaltending side, on the PK, is there anything that you look to improve, or do you think that they're just kind of just fighting shots now, fighting holes now? It's not anything that you can improve in particular.
No, I don't approach it too much as it's too different from 5-on-5. You know, the other team probably will get a couple chances, and just trying to know the set plays they have. Otherwise, it's the same game. Just be sharp, be square, and find the pucks.
For yourself, obviously, the up and down season that you've had and the transition, what do you want to accomplish from your end personally to finish off the season here?
Just play as perfect as I can every night. I feel it doesn't change from the kind of games you get. And just trying to do that, put the team in a good position every night. I feel like today, 2-2 in the third, that's where you want to be. And just unlucky bounce there, but I feel we're right there, and that's how it should be. We should be in a position to win games. That's my goal.
Well, Colin Graf has been impactful over the last few games, and tonight he gets rewarded.
Obviously, not the result you guys wanted, but you know what? The third period where you guys pushed hard, maybe kind of. How'd you feel about the overall play of the game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think we played well. We got a lot of sustained chances, and it's just frustrating just to lose another one goal game like that.
How do you feel the room is kind of reacting? You know, this is, I don't want to say a common theme, but losses like this seem to have happened throughout the season. How do you guys kind of recover and move on from this and try and flip the tide after you guys making that push there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing as a pro athlete is you have to have a short memory. Whether it's going good or it's going bad, you gotta try to be as even keeled and try to stay steady. If you go way up and way down, that's when you can get in trouble. But this one's gonna sting tonight for sure. I think it's about waking up in the morning, trying to reset, and everyone's got their own way of doing that. But come to the rink tomorrow and forget about it.
In general, what can you guys improve on the penalty kill?
Yeah, I mean, trying to think. It's just, I don't know if it's one exact thing. It's just frustrating. I mean, the biggest way to improve is to take less penalties, and we know that. But I don't know if there's one thing to improve on.
So what was the mood of the team when you guys scored two goals within the first 4 minutes of the third period?
Yeah, I mean, we had a really good reset in between the second and third. We knew we were playing well, and 5-on-5, we were taking it to them. It was just those two power play goals that had the lead, so we just stuck to our game, and, you know, eventually you're going to score, so we got a couple there, and it was the mood was up. I mean, there was some energy in the building, so it was good.
How good was it to get that pass from Will on that play for East on your goal?
Yeah, it was a great look. It was unselfish. He's really good at making plays, so I just tried to go to a good spot where I could get it and just got it off as quick as I could.
Patrick Giles since he's been here.
Yeah, I mean, he's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's a good centerman. I actually know him a little bit just from going to Florida Dev Camp almost 3 years ago now, so I know him a little bit, but really nice guy away from the rink, and he's been good so far.
Well, Sharks had a good start to the game today, but it seemed like those couple of fights in the halfway through that third sort of threw Sharks off of their sort of momentum, and which then Sharks got a little sloppy into the second period with those couple of penalties and giving up two power play goals. But nonetheless, they came back, and that timing of the goal was really tough. So tonight it was a tough loss for the Sharks. Here's Coach Ryan Warsawski talking about all that. Would you think that their third goal, just the timing of it, sort of took the steam out there?
Yeah, terrible goal. Should not happen.
What's your reaction in that moment? What do you think on the bench? I mean, Alex said it was a bit of a miscommunication. Is that something that, at this point in the season, you just can't have happen?
Yeah, I'd say that's a good, fair assessment.
What do you think of, you know, your guys generating chances, kind of a slow game, penalties again, but in the third period, you guys stuck with it. What did you think of your guys' kind of overall game tonight?
Yeah, I actually liked our game. Yeah, had some good chances. Obviously, the penalties, you know, it just takes momentum, you know, away from our group and the flow of the game. And, you know, obviously, we liked four lines, but I thought we were going pretty good. And when you take penalties, it just slows the flow down. But I thought we had some good chances, really good chances in the second. Soros makes some really good saves. You know, I thought we did a pretty good job defensively. I thought our breakouts were better. You know, I think we had them for six 5-on-5 chances against. I mean, man, when you do that, you should win hockey games.
What do you think of Luka Madulin's game tonight? It looked like he just shut down those killing plays that you
thought. It was really good again. Really good again. Seeing some major development right now, which is good to see.
So you meant the first
those games that you're talking about, like stacking good game after good game?
Yeah, I think he's getting there for sure. You know, I think he bounces back. He's extremely coachable. The game's starting to slow down for him. So it's been good.
So, you know, it seemed like in the first, you guys were sort of dominating from the beginning, but those fights kind of broke that whole flow, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to. It's emotional sport. If someone messes with someone and you got to answer the bell, it is what it is. We're going to stick up for each other. We've done that all year long.
Then what was the conversation in the second break, you know, after, you know, you guys came out with a lot of energy there to score two quick goals?
Yeah, I think, you know, after the second was like, I thought I liked our game. You know, I thought we were playing some pretty good hockey. They scored two on the power play, two tough bounces. You know, especially the first one there, and the second one, we just have a little bit of a miscommunication on our line rush against on a PK situation. But I liked the way we were playing, and I think I love our group in there. You know, and I think we have competitors in there, and we compete and do things the right way. We can win hockey games. We've shown that. Let's go out and do it. And we got simple, and we got put pucks behind them. But yeah, one mistake cost us the game.
Well, tonight the San Jose Sharks led in shots 27-19 and in block shots 13-12, while the Predators led in faceoff circle 59%-41%, hits 22-15, giveaways 13-10, and takeaways 9-7. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is from the Predators, and that's Philip Forsberg, who had one goal and one assist. The second star also from the Predators, and that's UC Saros, their goalie, who made 25 saves and was .926 save percentage. And the third star tonight is from the San Jose Sharks, and that's Carl Gunstrom, who had one assist, and he was plus one tonight. Paul, we will see you again on Thursday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Chicago Blackhawks right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.